is going to be interesting. Thank you for coming and being part of our study this day. This is going to be a very interesting study. Okay, we are in search of health in today's society, part 4. Okay, let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace that you have granted to us. Give us wisdom, guidance from on high. Help us to understand your word. Help us that it might not be my words, but yours spoken through me to the people. Open their hearts, their minds, and their understanding that they might be able to hear and interpret and understand your will. Bless us, keep us, help us, that we might draw closer to thee. Forgive us of our sins, purge us from all unrighteousness, and help us to understand your will as we go through events in these last days. Amen. Okay. We promised you last week, we talked about a lot of things last week, and we ran through a bunch of stuff, and I did not give you scriptural references for them, so I will make sure I do that now, so I don't miss that. I mentioned about the wine of Babylon. I mentioned about the strong delusions that we might believe a lie. I mentioned about Timothy saying that we can eat all of Yahweh's creatures are good. I also have testimonies of the 10-day cleansing program, of what people who have gone through it, of what of the results that they saw. And you can compare these results with, you can find them on our website at www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. No spaces. Okay. We also talked about that what diets did Yahweh give to us and how he changed them over time. We mentioned a little bit about all the world wandered after the beast, and we talked about sorcery, pharmakia. Okay, so let's attack some of these and at least give you the scripture evidence so that you can go back and when you listen to it, you can go to the scriptures. Okay. The first one, I guess, we would like to look at, we mentioned that all the world wandered after the beast. Now, there's many beasts in the book of Revelation and in the book of Daniel, so you have to make sure that you're, which beast we're talking about. Now, some people think that most of the beasts, you know, the beast from the sea, first beast, the beast that that the woman is riding, the woman is the beast, and so it's fairly ridiculous. Everybody calls everything the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church cannot be the beast and be the woman who's riding the beast, so it can't be both. But that's what many people teach. So we're just trying to let you know that's not true. Number one, is the Catholic Church one of them? I wouldn't doubt it. But the only all the churches are, okay? Matter of fact, basically the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. Okay, that's Revelation chapter 18. Let's turn there for a minute, just so we can get some context here. Because people be throwing around so many things, you hear so many things, people don't know what to believe. All right, let's start at Revelation chapter 18. Let's might as well start there. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Amen? Now, having great power. All right. And the earth was lightened with his glory. Now, I wonder, what will it take to awaken the minds of our people to the circumstances that we find in this dark world? We're in a system of brainwashing to the point that we don't even understand that we're brainwashed. That is, like, really ridiculous. But that's the point that we're at. We don't even know the subliminal subduction that is being practiced on us. We don't even know the propaganda, the propagation of the faith that is being brainwashed on us. We don't even understand nor comprehend how the media uses history, how they use the school system, how they use the TV, History Channel, and all of this music and stuff to bombard us with a bunch of lies. and the Sabbath school lessons and the Sunday school lessons, all of this stuff. And he says that we're in darkness, we're asleep. Read Matthew chapter 13. Read it and see what the Bible is talking about. Read about the wise versions, the 10 versions, the wise and the foolish versions. It says that all the versions, the wise and the foolish. What are you, a wise or foolish virgin? Virgin represents church. So are you a member of a church? And are you asleep or you're awake? Is the church putting you to sleep or is it having you study more? Are you enlightened? Because this angel enlightens the earth. That means it opens up our minds from sleep. You know, when you wake up out of a sleep and then you get into the sun, and the sun will open your eyes, help you see things. So this is what this angel does. Some call it the fourth angel message, some call it the loud cry, some call it. But let's keep reading. So the question is, what is it going to take? What message is it going to take for us to awaken out of this stupor that we find ourselves in, this darkness that we find ourselves in, such that we might see the light of his glory? Amen. Let me start. And he cried mightily with a strong voice. So he is letting the world know. He is broadcasting this around the planet. Amen. Now, is he using the internet? Is he using TV? Is he using the media? I don't know. Maybe all of the above. But I guess you're hearing this, and so we're calling Babylon. All of you out of Babylon, my dear, and my brother, and my sister, and my children. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. Now we know we are in Babylon. We are nowhere in this Babylonian system of white supremacy. That's what's being taught in the churches, in the school system, in the History Channel, in the music, in everything. That's why we call it, you know, European Pagan Christian Church, because it's all the people who's at the top, the popes and all of these bishops and so forth, they're all European. But it's not their religion. This is an African religion. The Bible is written by Africans, for Africans, about Africa. It has nothing to do with Europeans. Only in the New Testament, where Paul has gone off on his own and started, you know, preaching to the Gentiles, that's it. But that's late. Everything else had already been established. So, anyway. And then they say the New Testament believers, that, you know, all of us are New Testament believers, especially you slave, you know, slave guys, not knowing that the slave people, or knowing that the people who were bought in slavery was just fulfilling prophecy. Don't forget that. We are just fulfilling prophecy. Okay, so shouting with a loud voice to waken us out of this stupid slumber. Babylon is fallen, is fallen. Okay, so America, the European pagan Christian church, has fallen into what condition are we talking about? All right? The church and the governments, all of the governments are corrupt. Yeah, you can say, yes, we know that Russian, you know, Soviet Union, they're corrupt, China, they're corrupt. Paying the people a dollar wage. They tell us, you know, what's going on in Russia and America. You know, they teach you white supremacy. You know, all of this insanity, nothing. You can have presidents who want to run. People want to run, you know. What's his name? Trump wants to run and said he's kicking all the people of color, all the Mexican out of America. It's got insane. And then we're going to have a wall, like the Great Wall of China. But he wants all the white people to come in and kick out all the black people, all people of color. Really? It's the highest form of racism. But it's okay. This is what happened at the last day. So America is falling. What can we expect? Okay. And what has happened? It has become, what has America has become? What has the churches become? It says it has become the habitation of devils. And I ain't, you know, making this up. That's what it says. And the whole of every foul sphere, that's where they go hang out, like a prison cage, so hanging out in a hole, like a caveman.
That's what they are. That's what they said they were. You know, I don't believe that, but you know, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. And the cage, rattling those cages of every unclean and hateful bird. So, you know, these things that we have today, we see that every possible form, the Bible describing the corruption of the European systems that are corrupting the world, America influence and so forth, and the church, the European pagan church, Christianity. For all nations, how many nations? For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. All right, and there it is, her fornication. Don't ask the church, that's the Bible today. That's the church. All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth and the, have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her belly. All right, they be selling slaves and selling people. You know, that was the church in charge of that and the government. You know, all hooked up. Cahoots. Even though they said, well, you know, separation of church and state. Really, it's the church and race. You know, separation. It's the same. Okay, so this is what the Bible is telling us. What's going on in the church, what's going on in the government, what's going on all around us. But I mentioned that because I said that, you know, all the world wandered up to the beast. And I didn't give you a reference. Okay? I want to give you that. And I read, okay, and it says all nations are drunk. So all of us are drunk with the doctrine or the propaganda or the propagation of the faith of whatever organization or group you're part of. Okay? And what does Yahweh tell us? Okay? The merchants of the earth, and who's all getting rich? The big companies and so forth, the 1% or 5% or 0.5% or whatever they are. Okay? Through the abundance of her delicacies. Okay? What delicacies? The delicacies we already talked about of flesh. Okay? Of processed meats. We already read that. Of the lobsters and crabs and the shrimps. And all these are the delicacies of American diet, and these delicacies are the ones that are killing you. So he says, come out of this brainwashing. You're not conscious. We have to become conscious of what is going on around us. A person who's asleep, okay, if you sleep at the wheel, if you are asleep, then anybody can come in your house, rob you blind, and walk out, and you would never know because you're snoring and you're just in there. You know, and that's what they're doing. They're lying to us and robbing us blind. I mean, literally, it can be seen. I mean, we can see that the banks ripped us all off because the people who own these houses don't own the houses no more. The banks own it. And they are keeping it in check to make sure that you never get free. So, I mean, that's what we are. We're just slaves to our homes, to our cars, to debt. The Bible says that the lender, that the borrower is a slave to the lender. And so that's what we buy the big houses. Now the houses are, we owe more on the house than what the house is worth. So if we sold the house, we couldn't even break even. Okay, so this is how they rob us blind. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, of our God. Now if you're his people, you will hear his voice and you will come out of the church. Now you ask me, well, where will you go? I know that's the next question everybody will say. Okay, well, where will we go, Daniel? Where will we go? Well, number one, you need to start studying for yourselves. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we have so much literature and so much material on our website to keep you studying for a long time. Okay? You need to go up on the website and visit it and check them on out. www.peopleofcolornumeric1.com. And each week we have been producing studies for the last 2 years. So you have over 52 studies just in this area. If you just go up to this website, and if you go up to my website, there's even more. Okay, so there's lots of stuff that you can be studying and growing and getting out of this, you know, sleeping mode and condition. Okay, but you got to visit the website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Thank you. Okay, so as he calls us out, and he says that he called us out that ye be not partakers of her sins, okay? The sins of Babylon, of violating the health laws that Yahweh has laid down, is, wow, it's tremendous. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues. What plagues are we talking about? Is cancer a plague? Is heart disease a plague? Is high blood pressure a plague? Yeah, all of these are plagues. These are plagues. Remember, we read about the watchman. The watchman is supposed to warn the people. When he sees the sword coming, they're supposed to warn the people from Yahweh. So Yahweh says, if you violate these things, if you eat the unclean animals and the seafoods that are unclean, then you will be plagued. Okay? He said these are abominations. So if you eat an abomination, you become abomination and you will be plagued. And so the plagues of high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, cancer, all of these are the plagues that Yahweh says that he promised to send us if we violated these rules. If you violate the laws of health. So we need to understand, what are the laws of health? Like an example, when Yahweh first came to us, when he created humans, Adam and Eve, he made them fruitarians. And we'll go through that in one study. We're not going to go through that today. But he made us fruitarians. That was the first God he gave us. Okay, go back and look at it. And then he made the animals vegetarian. So the animals were not carnivorous in the beginning. Humans were not a carnivorous in the beginning. Humans were not even vegetarians in the beginning. The Bible says we were fruitarians. Then after the fall, then Yahweh realized that he had to change our diet. And so we changed our diet to vegetarian diet. And then the animals were still vegetarian, and some became, I assume, carnivorous, because that's what they are today. Then, so you can see that. So before you can live forever, okay? So that was the diet of living forever, was a fruitarian diet. When he gave us a vegetarian diet, then our lifespan was cut from eternity to 900 and something years. Okay? Notice what's going on. Age transition. Then when he says, oh man, the man is so wicked on the earth, man, he's going to wipe him out. So he sends the flood. And when he sends the flood, he wipes out the people. And they're living to 900 or something years old. Then he introduces them to another diet. He says that man is so wicked in the earth that he cannot let him live, you know, he cannot let him live 1,000 years or 900 years or whatever. He cannot allow that. And he says that he promised to cut our lives to 70, which is 70. That's 3 times 20, which is 60 plus 10. That's 70 years old. That's probably where people are living at today. And he says also, he also mentions 120 also. So my point here is he cut the lifespan of what we used to live 10%. So 90% he cut off, and he said you're only going to live 10% of what you used to live, 90 years old. That's 10%. So in between 120 and 70, you get 90. You know, that's the average. Okay, the mean. So this is what Yahweh has decided for us. And so how he questioned, he said, okay, now how am I going to cut their life short? Real simple, I'm going to give them meat. They're going to become carnivorous. They're going to eat meat. Okay? And then he says, but I got to limit you on what type of meat you eat. Okay? And you cannot eat just what the World Organization said. You know, processed meat, red meat, anything that has the blood in it. The Bible makes that crystal clear. And then he talked about the clean and the unclean out. He makes that crystal clear. Okay? And so he knew that they would, you know, start eating it, and they would get into it, and they would, you know, continue down the path. And so after the flood, you notice that the lifespan of all the different people was being cut shorter and shorter and shorter. You got to that 120. I think Moses lasted to 120 years. Okay? He's been 40 years in Egypt before he left. He's been 40 years learning and retraining. Okay, after he left Egypt, because he was trained as a philosopher, architect, engineer, and administrate in all the areas. Then, for 40 years, he was in the without the shepherds, you know, humbling himself. Then, at 80 years old, he let the people free from Exodus, and then he lived 40 years doing that, and that was made him 120. So even he was limited by Yahweh for what he said. Okay, so that's what I mean. The diet kept changing. So today, if you want to eat meat, go ahead and eat it. I mean, I'm not going to stop you. I mean, I have nothing to do with it. But, you know, be for sure that if you're eating the unclean animals, you're going to catch the high blood pressure, diabetes, and everything that the WHO or the World Health Organization said. But I know some people say, I'm not cursed. I follow Yahweh. There's no plague that will come. Now, what did it say here? It says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Revelation 18:4, that you be not partakers of her sins, these are the sins of eating the unclean animal, and that you receive not of her plagues. So you're going to receive her plagues if you're eating her lifestyle. That's what the Bible says. It didn't say that because you claim to be a Christian, you claim the name of Jesus, and that you're going to be know none of these curses. But that's more stuff than just European pagan religion nonsense. Okay? Okay, he has laid down laws and they exist. And now we need to understand them so that we can live in harmony with them. And he says, for her sins have reached to heaven, and Yahweh hath remembered her iniquity. Okay, so that's what we do. Reward her even as she has rewarded you a double unto her according to her works in the cup of which he had filled with her double. Okay? How much she has glorified herself. That's what America does. We just glorify ourselves and live deliciously. That's what we do. So much torment and sorrow give her for her. For she has said in her heart, I sit as a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. And that's what we say today in America. Oh, yeah, we're the superpower, nothing happened. You know, we lost all of our houses to the banks and we still believe in that lie. American, you know, dream. That's what it is. It's a dream. So that means you're asleep. So you believe the dream if you want, because you're just asleep. Wow. Therefore, shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, famine, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire, for strong is Yahweh who judges her. So, now others will tell you, okay, the Bible tells us that what? That we can eat anything we want, everything is clean and all that. Okay, let's look at that verse. You know, people be saying a whole lot of things, but you got to know what is truth, my dear. Brothers and sisters, you got to know what is the truth. You cannot believe the lie. And we might be there because we believe not the truth. So let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's read about this. Let's see what the Bible says, not what they say in the Bible, but what the Bible says. Amen. Let's start at verse 1. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days, okay, well, what days are we living? In the latter days, that's where the time we live in, some shall depart from the faith. Yes, the churches have totally departed from the church. They have fallen. That's why it said Babylon has fallen, is fallen, and has become the toll of every foul spirit, the cages of the unclean, hateful, buried devils. That's what it said. That's what's running the churches today. Amen. That's what it says. I had it back before. Running our government too. Okay. Expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to, giving in listenership. You know, listening. Now, who, I mean, you know, you got these TV evangelists, you got these people who are drawing people, especially with the prosperity gospel. Yes, I'm healed, and yes, I've been, you know, a lot of fake stuff going on, but whatever. And then they say, yes, that you just give us your money and we will, you know, Yahweh will bless you, you'll prosper. And he's just, they just, my goodness, they were just, there were people just listening to me, giving heed to seducing spirits. Now, let's imagine that. I mean, yeah, what doesn't seduce you than money? Okay, come on. Like you promised that you get the prosperity of God. Seduce you into with seducing spirits that you will, you know, you'll just grab hold of it blindly. You said blindly. Someone saying that the Bible says, hey, that the unclean animals, you know, I'm going to kill you and this, that, and the other. And then you go back. Somebody else tells you, hey, you don't want to believe that. You want to eat all the meat you can. Okay, so Yahweh bless it. Just pray over it and Yahweh bless it. So, hey, you don't have to worry about it. Okay, see, these type of things are seducing spirits. And then it says doctrines of devils. And that is surely a doctrine from the pit of hell. When Yahweh says this and they say the exact opposite, you know that's from the pit. But if you don't read, you don't know what the Bible says. So did you look this? You know, it's asleep. So that's why he didn't wake up. And that's why he says he's sending a loud voice, a strong, so that he might awaken us and enlighten us, that we might be able to see. Amen. Now, I hope you can see the doctrines of the devils. You hear me? I mean, we already said Babylon is fallen. It become the habitation of every, you know, it's the whole of every house of devils, and all that stuff. It says it right here, doctrines of devils. Okay, now who teaches doctrine? That's what's called dogma. Dogma, that's doctrine. Dogma, that's what the church teaches. Hey, I didn't write all of this now. I'm just reading. I'm sorry. I can read. I know they said that, hey, my people aren't supposed to read because then they're spiritual. They don't understand the Bible. And it's their book. So, yes. Okay, verse 2. Speak lies in hypocrisy. What lies? Wait, hold. How do you know somebody's lying? If the Bible says this and they say the opposite, you know they're lying. But if you don't read the Bible, you don't know what the Bible says, then you don't know if they're lying. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved and work with the rightly divided word of truth. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Whoa. Having their what? Having your conscience here, well, so that means, you know how you iron clothes, you know, and you whack out all those wrinkles and all that stuff. And just imagine you putting a hot iron in somebody's head. That means what? That means they won't remember nothing. You have totally brainwashed. You have fully succeeded in wiping off all memory and traces of them and themselves. And that's what the Black people in America have been. People of color in the Bible, we have been so brainwashed. Our minds have been so seared with lies and deception that we don't even know what truth is. That we will propagate the propaganda of the propagandists, the church. You go to their schools and we just educated others, and they have the best school systems to brainwash you as possible. They say people who graduate in their theology degrees, they might go and believe in the Bible, and they come out not believing. They go in and they believe they are running a business. They ain't saving souls, they're running a business. The soul saving is just part of it, is the game. And they are making money, merchandise of your soul. The Bible says, look it up. But they will make merchandise of your soul. They are wolves in sheep's clothing, devouring. I mean, this is what the Bible says. I mean, come on, this ain't me, okay? This ain't me. And then it says, verse 3, forbidding to marry. Whoa, what are they doing? They are forbidding to marry? Wow. Now, I'm not sure of what that means, because I don't know the churches that are forbidding marriage at the moment. Some of the churches are teaching homosexuality, and they're teaching, you know, what they're teaching you, homosexuality, and gay people and gay parents and all that stuff, and pastors are raping boys, you know, homosexual pastors and priests, and you know, all these scandals that are crazy. Okay, plus, there is an organization that forbids marriage, that's the Catholic Church. And I don't know what other ones that are branches from it. They forbid the monks and the priests to marry. But they always are having sex with boys. So we know that clearly. That the Catholic Church, that's what it's talking about. Okay? And to abstain from meats. Aha! Okay? Now, what does that mean? Now, I didn't read the word and commanding because it's in italics. And that's added word. Those are not the original text, so I drop that. Okay, whenever you see some of the italics, you can, you know, take it or leave it. But if you take it, it's an added word or stuff. It's not in the text. Okay, abstain from meats. Okay. Now, some might think that this is abstaining from flesh. Flesh is not meats. Meats is, the word meats in the Bible is word food. Okay, fruit and vegetable. And it could, usually when it's referring to flesh, it calls it flesh. It doesn't call it meat. Okay? But today we call meat flesh. It's flesh meat. So it really messes up the translation. And abstains from foods. Okay, what foods are we talking about? Okay, which Yahweh hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So this is the text that the people are using. They're saying that Yahweh has created foods to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Okay, so there's two things here, two or three things here. Okay, it says created to be received and with thanksgiving. So yes, everybody should pray over their food. Yes. Mm-hmm. And receive with thanksgiving and thank him for giving you the food. So okay, everyone should do that. Of them that believe and know the truth. So what truth is it saying? What truth? It's not the truth because Jesus is Christ. No, that's not the truth it's talking about. The truth of his body. All the truth, that means the clean animals, the unclean animals, all the laws that he has laid down. Get that? Okay? So that's what we're talking about. Alright, so first of all, it has to be written in the Word. To them that believe and know the truth. So if truth says in the Old Testament that we've already, if it says that Yahweh laid down laws and that you can't eat unclean, you should not eat unclean animals, because they're abomination, they will make you abomination, and you will be cursed, and you will have the plagues of blood pressure, diabetes, and colitis. All this different stuff that the doctor tells you once you get old that you need to give up these unclean animals and unclean seafoods and all the rest of that, because they're killing you. And as we read from the World Health Organization process, meat, flesh, and red flesh, okay, which has the blood in it. Basically what I assume it's talking about. And that's what makes it red. So, but beyond that, let's move on. Let's see what else it says. For every creature of Elohim is good. Now, yes, oh, wait a minute. Is every creature good? Yes, every creature of Elohim is good for the purpose they were made. You get that part? So, is the pig good? Yes. It is good because it cleans up the earth. Is the vulture good? Yes, the vulture is good because it cleans up the earth. Is flies good? Yes, because they help eat up the different things of death. Okay? Yes, so all of these animals that Yahweh has created, they're good. But good in the purpose of why he created. He created the sanitation department. Okay? But he didn't say the sanitation department was good to eat. And that's where people go off in their tangents. Okay, for every creature of Elohim is good because he made them good and he created a sanitation department. Just imagine if things died and they just sat there and they just fermented and nothing ate them and nothing cleaned it up and so forth. We would have a mess all over this place. Okay, so he says, no, they're good for the sanitation department. Now, some people used to, I guess, believe that in some places in the world, people are just pooping anywhere and urinating anywhere, and killing and dying and leaving the animals out and leaving humans out. And it just becomes a health hazard. Okay? That's how the Black Plague happened in Europe. That's what it was about. Unsanitary sanitation. Okay? So you need the sanitation department that we have today to pick up all the, trash and stuff. And you needed Yahweh to create a sanitation department, which is the pig and the shrimp and the crab and all of that. He created them for good purpose to clean up. So don't miss up understanding. He did not say that they're good to eat. Yeah, he said they're good for what they were created for. And nothing to be refused. Okay? Okay, so what does it mean? Okay. If it be received with thanksgiving. Okay, so now you're telling me, okay, that, okay, it's not to be refused. Okay? Right? We're not telling you to refuse anything, but if Yahweh said to refuse it, then that's what you have to do. Okay, Yahweh puts the limitation of what should be eaten and what shouldn't be eaten. That's what he says. That's what he means by refuse. That's why he said, if you know the truth. See, so there's a whole bunch of connections here that most people don't know the truth. So they can't know what is good because they don't know the truth. If it be received with thanksgiving. Get it? If it be received, okay, that's what, yes, we post the prayer for everything. For it is sanctified, all right now, yeah, sanctified by the word and power and prayer. So they say, okay, listen, brother, see, look what it says to verse 5, man. For what? For it is sanctified. What is sanctified? By the word. Okay, so some people interpret this to say that when I pray over it, the words that I pray over it, I have prayed that it is good for me, even though it is forbidden, even though it's abomination, even though it's an unclean animal, I'm going to pray about it. And when I pray about it, my words are going to sanctify the unclean animal. Now, wait a minute. Let's think about this for a minute. Are you a God? I mean, if God said, or Elohim said, something is unclean, then it is unclean. If he says something will kill you, it will kill you. Okay? That's simple as that. He has laws that he laid down, and we're supposed to live in harmony with them, provided we know them. He didn't say for us to live out of harmony with them and that he's going to bless us. Matter of fact, we read already that he says that our sins and our iniquities and our abominations have reached unto heaven, and he is going to wipe us out because of that. So this is, and he said this will happen in the last days, that people will be tricked into eating unclean animals. Get that? For it is sanctified by their word. By whose word? By their word. They say that my word of prayer, amen, now I can pray and what is unclean now become clean. Now that is a seducing spirit. That is a doctrine of the devil. That is a lie. And these are the words that Yahweh just read in verse 1 and 2. This is all I'm going to be repeating back to you, all of these things a lot. Now, how can you interpret this verse? Okay, let's look at it. Let's look at this verse 5 again. For it is, what is, the creatures are sanctified by the word. It didn't say by my word or your word. By the word of Elohim. Now, let's stop right there. That's not asking for a prayer in here yet. Okay, so it says for it, all creatures, is sanctified by the word of Elohim. Okay, what does that mean? I mean, the word, what is the word of Elohim? The word of Elohim is the Bible. So all it's saying is that everything that's sanctified, that's good for eating and that should not be refused, is written in the word of Elohim. So now this is the New Testament, so he's only referring you back to the Old Testament and telling you the Old Testament tells you what you cannot eat, what is sanctified, and what is an abomination. He said, that's what he's telling you. For Yahweh's word has already established what is sanctified, what is abominable, what should be refused. The word is already defined. And we already read that. So the New Testament believers are not supposed to throw away the Old Testament. It says that the New Testament is supposed to amplify the Old Testament, help you understand the Old Testament, because you did not understand it before. So he's making it very clear for every creature. It's sanctified by the word of Elohim that's already written in the word. And everything that is clean, it's no problem. Everything that is unclean has to be refused. Because the word of Elohim says so. And that's how you know what is sanctified. You do not have power. You are not a god or a demigod that you think that your words will bring things into existence. Only Yahweh's word brings things into existence. Only Yahweh's word is powerful to do that. You cannot make laws, and you cannot make things that exist. You cannot do things that exist that are contrary to the word of Elohim. And then say this, my prayer. And that's what he says. For it is sanctified by the word of Elohim, whatever he says. And then you pray over it and pray. That's all it's saying. So please do not misunderstand. I pray that you will. Now, how come people have believed the exact opposite? Because the church has taught them that. That's why. Why did the churches teach them that? Well, let's read that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Okay, let's look at it. I mean, deep. This is getting deeper and deeper. I mean, hey, but I think you guys really do want the truth. That's why you listen each week. So let's hear what it says. Okay, let's start at verse number 1. Yeah? Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Yahweh, Yeshua the Messiah, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. All right, there. That's what we are. A lot of us are shaken. Shaken in what? Shaken in mind. Okay? So, what does it say? That you be not shaken in mind. That means you don't know or be troubled. Now, we are troubled because what we just read is troubling. And what does it mean in our mind? We got to know what the word says so that we can stand steadfast with the word. Otherwise, our minds will be shaken because every wind of doctrine is blowing. People do not know what to believe. All you gotta do is read your word, but if you don't read your word, you don't know what to believe. Or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of the Messiah is at hand. Now we know that the day of the Messiah is at hand, and I guess everybody was saying that since Yahweh left for 2,000 years, but hey, the best thing for you to do is believe and just move forward. So it tells us, be careful that you don't be troubled by words. These words that we have just talked about, these words of trickery, of deception, of delusions, of seducing spirits, seducing the people to believe a lie that they might be damned because they love, why? Not the truth. If you don't love the truth, then you can know for sure. If you don't read the Bible, you know you don't love the truth because you don't even know what truth is. Don't tell me Jesus is the truth. I don't want to hear that. He's the word. He's the truth. The truth is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth. So you need to understand the word of Elohim. As you understand the word, as the word takes part of you and injects in you and takes over, he will have you study the word more and more and more so that you will know the word inside out. And you would say, well, that's fanaticism, study the word that long, that much. Well, if you don't, he says, study to show yourself approved. And he says, if you don't, you don't have the love of the truth. Let's keep it. Let no man deceive you, verse 3. By any means. Do you understand that? There is deception that is being practiced in the churches and in the world and in the school system and in the government everywhere. There's corruption everywhere. Deception practicing in the music industry. History Channel, all that stuff. For that the days shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Falling away where? He's talking to the church. So he's saying the church people, amen, will fall away from following the truth. Did you get that? This is the epistle to the Thessalonians. He's telling them, hey, God, don't be, you know, shaking in mind and so forth. There will be a falling away now. But if you know the truth, you can stand. But if you don't study the word, you don't know the truth, you will fall. You will be caught up in every seducing spirit and doctrines of devil. And that is exactly what the European pagan churches are teaching today. I've been caught up in it, no question about it. Because it says all the world wandered after them. All the world. No exception. I wandered after them. I'm crazy, Yahweh. I'm trying to get away. Amen. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away church. Where? In the church. And that man of sin be revealed. The son of perdition. There you go. The person who's taking everybody down that long alley. The people who are on the wide gate. The broad way. That's the, and he's leading them on the train. Just imagine. Just jump on the train now. You jump on the train. And the train and the conductor is the son of perdition. The man of sin. Get on board. That's what he says. Everybody's getting on board. He just say, hey, I got it. Just like, you know, fish, you know, you swim down the stream, you go the course of everybody. See, that's the broad way. And then you got the other fish that fight going the opposite way, same. They go the opposite way to lay their eggs and stuff. So that's what, you know, that's what you gotta be. You gotta be opposes to the truth. I mean, they oppose the truth, so we gotta oppose their propaganda. Okay, verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called Elohim. Wow. Yeah, so white supremacy, European pagan, is it. His teachings opposeth and exalteth, as they say, white supremacy, the white man, above all that is called God. Well, there's some religion that says, you know, if you have to be white and that you are a god, as a Mormon, or something, I don't remember, but one of them, that's exactly what they say. Like, wow. Okay. And then these churches be telling you that they are the voice of God. Like, whoa. Ain't no organization, ain't no group, or no voice of nothing. They are the voice of the majority. You can know for sure. It's taking you straight there. So you vote the way you want. Carry on a problem if you want. But it says, you know, hey, there's no way. This is what the Bible says. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. And you know they want us to worship. So that he, as Elohim, sitteth in the temple of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim. Now who says that? Now who actually sits in the temple? All the people come every week, every Sunday, every Sabbath, they come every week. Sitting there. And you got the people that have the host and they offer it up at Mass every week, every Mass. And they said that they bring down the Savior. Jesus, they call him. And they break in the bread and they break his body again every day and every Mass. I'm like, wow. Really? That's what they say. I mean, I didn't write this. That's called the Eucharist. You know? They have the power to do that in the Temple of Elohim. Wow. And the Pope is, you know, Vicar, the Son of God. That's what that word means. So he's the substitute of God. There it is right there. So all of this stuff, and anybody who has left the Catholic Church, which is the Protestant movement, is their daughters. So you got the daughters and you got the mothers. And that's why he said, the mother, the abomination of the mother of harlots, Protestant nation, Protestant country, the Protestant religion. I mean, hey, I didn't write any of this. I'm sorry that, you know, like we can read and now we can understand what's going on, but hey, I'm sorry. Remember, you know, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. He said, I'm telling you what was going down. And now, you know, that what withholdeth? That he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now let it, will let it. So Yahweh will let it happen. Mystery of iniquity. Until he be taken out of the way. Wiped out. At the end. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Okay, there it is. The wicked be revealed. Whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So yes, that's the beast. The beast and the false prophet and the devil, all in that class. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and sign and lying wonder. So what is he saying? Whoa. He has lying wonder, signs. He's going to present all of these things to us. Wow. Remember, we read before that time of trouble. Big time of trouble, little time of trouble, Jacob time of trouble, all these tribulation, It says that if it were possible, no flesh would be saved. How deep is it going to be? Well, we saw it at one time with the plagues that all of those flesh-wise won't be able to exist, you know, with disease and pestilence and everything going on. And then what about your soul? It, at that level, that's how the same level in the physical world will be attacking you spiritually. And that, who can be saved? Who can even see the truth? Who can even recognize the truth? And then who can walk it? Because it says straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth. And few there be that find it. So he didn't say that anybody's going to find it. Not many people are going to find the truth. So how can we say the majority of the Christian world is following Yahweh when Yahweh says that you can't even find it? A few will find it. So what this path of European pagan Christianity is surely the broad way, the wide gate, that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat, because that's the majority. Wow. It is a shame that this is what's going on. Okay. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. What? All deceivableness? So they're going to be using deception of the highest order. What do they use deception? Propaganda. Propagation of the faith. TV. Media. Church. Sabbath school. Sunday school. History. The education in K-12, all of that, colleges, universities, seminaries, all deceivableness. They didn't say that. And every and all unrighteousness. And who's it going to be in them that perish? So the whole world will be deceived. The whole world will have to be. Listen. Because they receive, why? Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So what's going to save you? Not the name of Jesus. Some people who say today, Jesus. No, that's not what it says. It says if you have a love for the truth, and Yeshua is truth, the Spirit is truth, Yahweh is truth, if you love him, then he will save you. So if you don't have a love for reading the Bible, you can know for sure, you can know for sure you are not saved. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the deception. We just read about it. Saved from the delusions. Saved from the seductions. Saved from all of these avenues that they will attack and bring. Amen. Now, we we'll talk about it. Some of the testimonies, they said that when they go through the 10-day cleanse, when they're eating the right diet and all the rest of that, not eating the meats and all the junk and all the other stuff, that what happens is that their minds get clearer. This is people happening today. You hear me? In the 20th century. Did this in the 1970s, 1980s, the 90s. 2010. Okay, that's the time we talk about. All of these time frames, they were able to test us, and I got testimonies. You can go visit on the website. And they said point blank that they can understand Yahweh spiritually. They got a better connection with Yahweh. They can read clearer. Things are clearer. And so. This is because you have a love for the truth that you might be saved. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. Now, remember, what did it say in verse 11? And for this cause, what cause? The cause they don't love the truth. Yahweh will send them. Who will send them? Yahweh will send them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. Now, notice what that says. Remember the watchman. If you are a watchman and you set these watchmen, he says that they can warn you when they see the sword. Now, he says when he set up his true watchman, he said that, hey, the true watchman, I'm telling you this so that I will show you so that you can warn them from Yahweh. And that's what he said. This is not a warning message. This is a warning message from Yahweh. And for this cause, Yahweh will send them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. Delusion. Brainwashing. Miseducation, because you're not studying the word. You can't study the word because you don't love the word, because you're not saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. That's what most people mean. No, saved from dough, man. You're saved from disease, from heart attack, blood pressure. This is what he saves you from. He saves you from the diseases of the sad diet, of the standard American diet, because he had warned you not to eat those things, so he had saved you from it. He has saved you from being deceived because you are studying his word, and so when they say something that's contrary to a word, you can identify. Okay? He has shown you the truth. Now the question is, do you want it or not? Verse 12, that they might believe, that they might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So there it is right there. Because they what? Be damned because they believe not the truth. So if you don't love the truth, if you don't know the truth, if you don't study the truth, you can't say that you know the truth, and you can say for sure you are not saved. See, this is something he has to put in your heart. This is not something you can buy. This is not something you can get from the church. This is something he has to put in you. When he puts this in you, he will change you. And you will want to follow him and his Lord. Because you're a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Wow. That is deep. Let's talk about just a few of the laws just for a few minutes in closing here. There are 9 laws of health. Will grant you better health. 9 laws of health. So you got to understand, what are the 9 laws? Elohim equipped his creation. Remember, it says all creatures, all things, are created. And it's good. Yes. Elohim equipped his creation with all the tools necessary to heal our physical disease. You didn't know that, did you? All right, let's talk about new start. K for knowledge. N for nutrition. E for exercise. W for what? That's new. Start. S for sunlight. T for temperance. A for air. T for trust in divine power. R for rest. Sorry. S-T-A-R-T. Sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trust in divine power. Okay? So that's what we have. So we need to try to understand these laws. As some would say, back to basics. Okay, the Bible differentiates between usual or standard American diet and a healthy diet that can save your life. Amen? What can it do? Save your life. Then we say that truth will save. That the love of the truth, that you might be saved. Saved from what? Saved from all type of things. One is the disease of cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, you name it. The Bible shows how a healthy diet and lifestyle can help one maintain and regain good health. Get that? Regain. So it will heal you. You follow Yahweh's word? It will heal you. Highlights are numerous remedies proven successful in cases of high blood pressure, cancer, and ADD, attention deficit disorder, to name a few. What is the objective of Yahweh's health laws? To correct erroneous ideas regarding what constitutes food, a good diet, and good health. Did you hear that? The Bible is there to correct these erroneous ideas. And where do we get these erroneous ideas? From the devil himself. Right? From the system. That's exactly right. All right, now, we'll be cutting up now. And the Bible is have us to acquaint people with simple dietary changes which can significantly improve their lives. The Bible explains how raw food, diet, and oxygen therapy can be used to heal people's mind, body, and soul. Now, we already talked about that because we do it through the Daniel thing. Explains how sugar destroys the immune system and causes ADD in our youth. You didn't know that, did you? Sugar causing that. The Bible explains how getting proper amount of sunlight can reduce blood pressure, elevated blood sugar levels, and almost increase one's ability to handle stress. Did you know that? So these are the laws that he had laid down. These are the things that he had put together for us. Why are Americans so sick? Because we have not learned what the true purpose of food is. Why did Yahweh create the food? We saying God would create the food so we can eat it, eat the flesh, eat everything we want, to kill a swine, and to do whatever we want. See, we don't understand the true purpose of food. Why was food created? What does the laws of health, how does the laws of health affect me, you, us? How does the basic laws of health, what are the basic laws of health? How can we keep or follow these laws of health? With any law, they are designed for our protection and preservation. The more knowledge we have of these laws of Yahweh in the Bible, the more we can live in harmony with them. Knowledge is power, is a powerful thing in the right hands. Living in harmony with Yahweh's laws. When we understand these laws of health that Yahweh has laid down, we can live in harmony with them and prosper by them, because they were created to give us health. The basic laws of health were designed to preserve life, not to destroy it. So if you're eating red meat, if you're eating processed food and it is destroying you, you do not understand the basic laws of health, because it was designed to preserve life, and whatever you're eating is destroying. Not understanding these laws, not knowing these laws, puts us at great disadvantage in disobeying Yahweh and his laws. If we do not understand these basic laws, we wind up getting into trouble with these laws and getting sick, because we become an abomination. We get these plagues. We find that these laws that were created for our protection are destroying us. The food, that we're eating the wrong foods. How do the proper use and implementation of the nine laws of health that were given to us by Elohim? These nine laws of health were given to us by our creator, the designer, the architect of the universe. So we can find out what they are and how to use them. Then we will be able to prevent disease and maintain better health. Amen. What does Proverbs say? Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. For by me your days shall be multiplied. The years of thy life will be increased. So if you understand the law of Yahweh, if you have the knowledge of Yahweh, if you ask him for wisdom and guidance and understand, he will preserve your life and will increase your days. Amen. Now, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Because you have rejected me, I will also reject you. Why? For my people. Amen. Now, who? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What type of knowledge are we talking about? Think about it. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of his word? What? Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, we have already read that knowledge, it will increase our life. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten what the law of thy Elohim. That's it. The laws, the law that he has laid down that we've been talking about. He says that, hey, you forgot my laws, that I'm going to destroy you. And that's what is happening with us today in our communities. We are being wiped out because of our misunderstanding and because we have rejected Yahweh's laws, those basic laws, the unclean animal, just because of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you know, do you not know, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of Elohim? You are not your own, for ye were bought with a price. Therefore glorify the Elohim in your bodies and in your spirit, which are his. So, what are we supposed to be doing? Glorifying Yah. In what way? Come on now. Come on, let's wake up in our body. And how do you glorify him? By eating what he told you not to eat? I don't think so. Or by what he told you to eat? How he told you how he can preserve your life? Did you know that you are the temples of Elohim? And he that destroyeth the temple of Elohim shall Yahweh destroy. Did you know that? And he is destroying us. And he said that I will send you a watchman, and your watchman will hear it from me, and he will warn you from me. And that's what my job is. That's what all our job is. To be warned. Warning the people of what's going on. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, for thy light is come. And the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. May Yahweh bless you. May he help you understand what we have been reading. May you understand. Will you search for help in today's society? Will you follow his will? May Yahweh bless you. May he keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you. May he give you peace and understand and love. Remember, visit the website. It's there, www.peopleofcolor.com. That again is www, in case I'm going too fast, peopleofcolor.com. No spaces. Amen. Amen. And I pray that we will see you next week. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise him. That is my goal. That we might be able to